Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really like self-care for yourself.
What did you do this week for self-care? This week, I took Roni on a little day adventure. We went to Golden. And we walked along this, like, nicely paved trail along Clear Creek.
And it was really cute. I think I've been there. Do they have a bridge area there?
Yeah, it's, like, where you go tubing. If you've ever been tubing in Golden.
Okay, can we go there?
Yeah, it's
Colleen,
so nice.
Will you watch Ronin?
It's, it's really, really, like, clean and well-maintained. And there's little areas where you can, like, go down and be like in the creek.
I took my engagement photos on a bridge.
Oh, okay.
Over
yeah.
that when my knee was destroyed and I couldn't walk.
Oh,
if you remember.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
that was such a rough time. It's so beautiful.
It's so nice over there.
It's such a bummer. I couldn't even walk because I was like, I want to walk, but I cannot. So
yeah, it was really, really pretty and like I want to go back.
Well, it's
and
not
it was
a far
on
drive.
A really nice day. It was sunny and it was just a good day to be outside.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, what'd you do?
This week for self-care, we did a lot of, like, gardening stuff, like stuff in the yard and everything. Yeah. And then we had brunch at this place called Just Grill. I kept hearing people call it Juice Grill. It's really good and it's really inexpensive.
What kind of, is it like typical brunch stuff or what
did
you get?
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything like crazy special, but they made their omelets like with actual, like they put a lot of stuff in it. I don't know, like the omelet was like, there was egg around it and you cut into it and the stuff's there. So it was like, I don't know. It was just really good and really inexpensive.
Nice.
And
did you get a mimosa or a bloody?
I got a bloody.
Yeah, you're more of a bloody girl.
Well, I got a bloody. Keith got coffee. We got our meals and it was like $30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we should go there. Especially, I just like stuff that, like, it's good. It's not like, I'm not like, oh my God, it's greatest thing ever. But then we went to Nick's, the plant place.
Oh, I want to go there with you guys.
Yeah. It was like a really, really fun time. So.
Do they sell trees there or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
They sell trees. They sell like
all sorts of plants and
well,
stuff.
Well, they have plants started.
Okay.
So it's actually really nice because like, onions are really hard to grow just because, like, you specifically have to, like, you have to plant them inside for, like, a certain amount of time and you have to, like, really monitor them.
Like, let them
sprout
first.
Yeah. So if you go to Nick's, they've already done the, like, legwork of, like, the inside and then taking them outside.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like, it is more expensive than, like, if you were to go to, like, Home Depot.
Well, I'd rather support a local business than those stupid fucking corporations.
Yeah. And they had these, I bought these crystals, too.
Ooh, they have crystals there?
Yeah, and they're like $3.
Oh, hell yeah, I love crystals.
So I got like a geode crystal with the purple, and then I just got like a white crystal.
Oh, cool.
And I kept it in the basement because you know that like we have to have crystals down there to please Louise. Ooh, that could rhyme. So I don't know. It was really fun. We'll have to go there. But yeah, we did that, and then we went to the grill, and it was just kind of fun.
That's a great little weekend activity.
Well, they're starting to get plants there, so we want to be ahead of the game because like if you wait too long, stuff goes. And
yeah, I definitely planted like some seeds this weekend too. I was like, if we get another snow this week, then it should like moisturize all the soil and hopefully they all start sprouting.
Something,
I got like a wildflower
they always
mix.
Say something different. They're like, wait till after Memorial Day, and then they're like, you can't wait until after Memorial Day.
I don't think you can because it's like, I mean, stuff's already sprouting now.
Our pumpkins, we waited until after Memorial Day, and we had a pumpkin the size of a softball, still green by Halloween. So.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of defeats the purpose. So. Right. But yeah, it was fun. It was good. Just get that garden going.
Summer things. Summer things. It's about to be springtime. Yeah. I'm so excited.
I say we didn't get plants yet because they don't have any, but we like went there and like Keith bought some grass seed and then.
I need to buy some grass seed too.
Do it now.
Adult things.
Welcome to Colorado. This is fun for us.
Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
So this week, I'm going to tell you about the murder of Cassidy Rainwater. Do you remember hearing about this?
I don't know.
This one is a little bit rough.
Yeah.
So just because, like, what happens in it is so horrific.
Was this a missing and murdered Indigenous woman?
No. But the last name.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was just because the last name, and I looked into it, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, and I realized, like, it was not.
Yeah.
But it was somebody that did have a trouble, like, had was just troubled and had problems too. Okay. But her murder did take down some individuals, which was really necessary.
That's good.
So
justice was served.
Yes.
Okay.
So they don't give a lot of background like on her life, so I dug in the most I could, but Cassidy Rainwater was born June 9th, 1988, so she's really close to our age.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to a high school in Harrisville, Missouri. And during her senior year, when she was 18, she ended up having a baby with a guy named Ben. And that's really the only information we have about him, is that his name was Ben.
Okay.
They had a son together. And she ended up trying to raise this baby. She even took Ben to get, child support.
Oh, okay.
And because she was having a really hard time. And then she ended up adopting him out. And it might have been to... kind of family, but not sure. Too, like, it's maybe not
some mutual friends,
it's not super clear. And you know, Ben, although they didn't work out, Ben seemed to be like a supportive friend throughout her life.
Okay.
So and I'll get to that like in a little bit, just a side note.
Not, but he like, wasn't necessarily like involved as a parent.
No.
Okay.
Because she had to adopt the child out, and you know, like, she was 18.
Yeah, that's and hard. That's a rough decision.
It was 17, sure. 18, like when she had the baby, just kind of like that age. And that's like really hard, but she wanted the kid to have a better life. So in 2009, she met a guy named Zachary Paul, and he had said that like they fell for each other hard and fast and just fell in love. And like a year or so after they met, they got married. And oh, wow. It wasn't long until after, like, they had a bunch of kids together. And you know what's crazy is I don't know if he ended up, like, raising the kids or if they were adopted out. There's not a lot of information about them. The kids' names were mentioned.
Wait, you mean they had a bunch of kids and then put them up for adoption?
Or he raised them. There's no information about those kids because she wasn't raising them. No. Okay. So the problem with Zachary was that the two, like, were married and everything, but they couldn't afford a divorce.
Oh.
So at the time of, like, her disappearance and everything, they were still married. In fact, he had moved to Portland,
mm-hmm.
but because of, like, certain issues affording, because Portland's really expensive, he even moved back to Missouri. So they just never got a divorce, but they were, like,
still
estranged
married.
From each other. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was, like, due to financial constraints, they just stayed married and they just did what they wanted to do.
Huh.
So... in 2021, so fast forward over 10 years, Cassidy was living in Dallas County, Missouri, and I think it's just close to that area, kind of like the whole Littleton, Denver thing, like they're sure. in the same-ish area. And it's like a farming, rural community.
Hmm.
Just the houses are really dispersed and everything. There was like a cop that said, if you're going to do sketchy things, this would be the area.
Oh no.
Okay. Yeah, so that cool. should tell you everything. And people did have a lot of land. And at this point, Cassidy was kind of like a transient. She didn't have consistent housing.
Oh.
She sometimes was homeless. And she was really struggling, going through a hard time. And she ended up living with a guy named James Phelps. And In later reports, they said James Rainwater because they thought they were, like, married, but they weren't. He was just a guy that was so nice.
Isn't Rainwater her last name?
Yeah. So it was really weird because they were like, James Rainwater, what? What? So it was really confusing.
Okay. Like, yeah. Why would he take her last name? That's not really a thing.
Yeah. It was really confusing on papers, but he, like, just let her live at his house because she was down on her luck, and she would, like, sleep on the floor at his house.
Okay.
Which... okay, but I guess if we're going to look on the bright side of things, it's better than living on the streets.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
he sucks. We'll
he had a house that was really closely located to her grandpa. So It's not said how they met, but I think he, like, backed to her grandpa's house and that's how they knew each other.
Okay, sure.
But around town, and they called him Jim, but I'm going to call him James because I don't care what he prefers. And people just said he was really creepy looking. And he was like
on these, what does that mean?
BDSM sites and stuff like that. And they showed his profile and it was so, he looked so scary.
Oh.
Like, have you ever seen, like, oh God, like a House of 1,000 Corpses?
Yeah.
I think the actor's name is Sid Haig. He's, like, bald on top and then he has, like, the long hair and he's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah. That's what this guy looks like?
Yeah, to me. Yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
But again, he,
how are you gonna be bald on top and have long hair, like, on the bottom?
Just,
like,
accept it. Just accept that baldness.
You're bald. Like,
it's okay.
Let it go.
Yeah, no one, honestly, you'd look better that way. Yeah. Just accepting it. Yeah. Like, no one's been like, you know, I'm really into guys.
You'd look better with only half of your hair being long. Like, what?
I don't know why men think that looks better. Not a lot of guys. I mean, most people just accept that they're bald. And, you know.
You know.
Anyways, but who knows? Maybe that's a cool style, Missouri. So, since she was kind of transient, and that's the word they use. I don't love that word, but it was just kind of like she wasn't consistently living somewhere.
Sure.
She wasn't exactly easy to get a hold of.
Right.
But she did keep in contact with her family. Like, she wasn't just, you know, so they wouldn't talk to her every day. It's not like...
right. Like, and did she even have, like, a cell phone at this point?
I don't know.
Was it... I mean, it'd be hard to live in today's world without a cell
phone. Yeah, because, well, it's 2021, so it's not like this is, like, in the 80s.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, and I kind of wondered that, and, like, none of the sources really said anything.
Okay.
But I feel like it's next to impossible to not have some sort of, like, your own...
yeah.
But I don't know, but she did keep in contact with her family, and she made sure to, like, she's just not...
she's checking in every once in a while.
She's checking in every once in a while. Yeah. So, it just wasn't that strange when people didn't see her for long periods of times, but not hearing from her was a completely different story.
Sure.
So the last time people had really seen her was just the 24th of July is the date they were able to put it on. But just, like, throughout July, people, that was, like, the last time people had seen her.
Okay.
And, her stepmom, that was said she was more like a grandmother figure to her,
mm-hmm.
ended up calling the police August 25th, 2021, because she hadn't heard from her in like 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And that wasn't normal.
Yeah.
And she, you know, and I'm sure before she called the police, she asked around people if they had talked to her and seen her. And a lot of people were like, no, I haven't. So she's just like, that's not good.
Yeah.
So a lot of people knew that Cassidy was living with James Phelps at this time. So the police actually ended up going to his house and they questioned him about it. And he told everyone that he hadn't really seen Cassidy in a while. And she had always talked about going to Colorado, which Colorado is one of the most expensive states to live in. So if you're having a hard time.
It would really suck to be like homeless here or unhoused.
Whatever. Oh, no. I mean, yeah, this, like, would not
be. It would not be the best.
Well, especially because she doesn't really have it. She doesn't have anyone in Colorado.
Who's she going to stay with when it's like fucking cold out?
Yeah. So he, and even her Facebook said she lives in Boulder County. Like, oh, she weird. Didn't. She didn't. But
oh, okay.
Like that. But that's what her, that, like, was, like, Facebook her said. Yeah.
Okay.
Boulder's not that great. I've been there. It's fine.
Boulder's hella expensive.
It's fine. It's just, that would be an even harder place to be unhoused.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's even colder in Boulder. I wasn't trying to be cute.
Colder and bolder.
But I feel like that's like a way colder area. Not like, I don't know. But anyways, so that's fine. She wants to go to Colorado. He said she left in the middle of the night. I didn't see what car she went to. No, she didn't. I didn't see. Well,
this fucking liar.
But they don't have anything to go off of.
I know, but
she doesn't like live somewhere.
But she can already tell.
Yeah, but she's not going to go somewhere without letting her family know.
And just in the middle of the night, shut up. Shut up.
I've never decided to start a new life in another state and left in the middle of the night.
Without telling anyone where I'm going. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I guess I left to South Dakota at 4 a.m, but like...
Well, that was like a planned thing so I can drive and get there.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a car. Like, she's like, well, I guess I'm out of here. Bye.
Well, staying at my parents' house because I had gotten rid of my apartment. I was like, okay, bye, guys. And they're like, okay.
Yeah. I hate his story, but sure.
Yeah. It just...
They have no reason to not believe him at this point.
But they also... Their hackles were up. Police were like, okay.
That's stupid.
He's
stupid
clear, story. But what a dumb story.
What a dumb fucking story. Sure.
But yeah. But the weird part is she would... It's not even like going to Colorado. That was probably her dream. But it's the not letting her family know. Like, let's be fucking for real.
Yeah.
So, anyways... on September 16th, 2021, the FBI had received an anonymous tip from somebody that had sent pictures of Cassie, who was in a cage, on the dark web.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And let me give you a little background on the dark web. The dark web is the most terrifying place in the world.
Yeah.
Like, no thank you. That is, like, you don't go to the dark web because you're wanting to look at pictures of puppies.
No.
People go to the dark web because they're looking... Traffic humans.
Watch people get murdered.
Hitman. Yeah. Drugs. I did ask your brother. I was like, have you ever been on the dark web? And he's like, I did. And I was like, for what? And he's like, books for school. You could get them on the dark web. And I started laughing because I was like, is the nerdiest. So I didn't have to buy books for school. They were on, like, the dark web.
Like, for free?
For college, yeah. So he could, like, use the books.
Yeah. Digitally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that hilarious? What? I was like, Keith, that's, like, the most innocent thing I've ever heard. He's like, yeah. And he was like, if you want to go on the dark web, we can. I was like, no!
I'm good.
No! Hard I mean, pass. I appreciate him, like... If you really want to go, we can, but... And I'm like, no. No, no, no. I think
there's probably a better way, but whatever.
I would just be really worried. We click on something and then accidentally be looking at, like, child porn.
Yeah.
Like, I don't trust any of that shit.
No.
And it's also, like, really anonymous. So, like, people on... Like, I think that's really scary.
No, that's nothing terrifying.
About the dark web, and you access it, like, it's I don't know like how to access it. It's like
the darkness of humanity.
Like, yeah. You access it through something place. Called Tor, and I don't really know what that means, and I'm know sure. What that means
either,
but anyways, but they sent pictures. They were like, I saw pictures of this missing woman named Cassidy Rainwater. They sent pictures of her locked in a cage.
How did they know it was her? Was there like any identifying like tattoos or something, or it just looked like her? Like it was clear enough to look like her.
It looked like her.
Oh wow, that's so scary.
Yeah.
Oh my god, ew.
So and they sent this to the FBI. The person had also mentioned that this person looked exactly like Cassie Rainwater, who had been missing at this point for a few months. And the FBI saw this and they ended up sending the tip to Dallas County. And the anonymous person had told them that's where she was located.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Well, at least she's not like far from where they thought she was.
Yeah.
It's
all bad, though. Oh my God. This is all bad. So, James Phelps was technically cleared, but like I said, the police had a weird feeling about him. Their hackles were up.
And it's in the same fucking place where she was.
His house was extremely creepy, and I'll post pictures of it, like, on our Instagram.
Like, how?
Like, when the cops went and questioned him, they just were like, this is not a place where you want to be. And it's just like... Looking at pictures, yeah, it is really creepy, actually. Like,
dingy and,
gross. Just, like, it's in a, like, area, and it looked like there was, like, trash bags on the roof.
What?
To stop, like, the rain. I don't know. It was really creepy. But they, at that point, were only able to believe what they had heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
But, they issued a search warrant, and it was granted on September 17th to search his property. And I have
that
to...
that was quick. Yeah. That was a quick turnaround.
I have to give them props they got this tip September 16th, and next day they got a search warrant.
Okay. They knew.
There was an entire police force that came to his property on Moon Valley Road, And when they showed up, he probably knew what was going on, but he's like, what are you guys doing?
Who, me?
Who, little me?
What?
And they just threw the search warrant in his face. And immediately when they entered the house, which had a falling roof, they immediately noticed that the pictures that were sent to the FBI matched the photos of the woman, like the background and everything.
Oh, no.
Matched the pictures of this woman locked in a cage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that was a quick find.
I'm not going to get too much into it, but some of the instruments that were also used to torture Cassidy were there.
Okay.
The only thing that was missing
was Cassidy.
Fuck. They also found the cages. And at that point,
are they like dog cages? Like, mm-hmm. How small is it?
They, to me, looked a little bit bigger, but they were like, okay, the black cages that you would put like a Doberman, a or in. Yeah,
oh
like
my God,
a
that's so scary.
German Shepherd in. Yeah. So they immediately took all of James' electronic devices.
Yeah.
And they find more pictures of Cassidy.
Oh my God.
In states of dissection, I'll say.
What?
Which, if you ask me, that's the evidence they need right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to get so much worse.
Oh, God, I'm so scared. Okay.
Like, it's already bad because you know they tortured her and they kept her in cages. And it's already, like, that makes your stomach fall right there.
She's not anywhere to be found.
And she's not anywhere to be found for right now.
Oh, my God.
But the cops weren't done looking around. You got this much evidence, you're going to keep looking.
Because this can't be the first one.
Yeah, they looked at every square inch, and I will get into that too. They looked at every square inch of this house. And they went to the freezer.
No.
And they found hunks of meat.
No. Was he eating her?
And the hunks of meat said 7/24 on it.
No!
Which was
2 months ago.
The last time people had seen her.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
But it was just gross and grimy, and they found hunks of meat that just had the date on it. Which wouldn't be weird normally, because it could be a
hunter. If they didn't have those weird ass pictures.
Sure.
And a woman in a cage on the dark web.
At this point, they hadn't seen that. I'm saying, like, they did find pictures of her, but at this point, they were searching that day. They went
to the fridge right away. Oh, they hadn't seen other pictures?
Yeah, so at this point, like, it's just like, oh my gosh.
Shit's not looking good,
though. It wouldn't be weird if you saw 7/24, because, like, maybe they're hunters, whatever.
Yeah, I don't trust this guy.
But I think we know where this meat came from.
Yeah.
They did tests, and it was Cassidy.
What the fuck, dude?
So
he was truly eating her? Or planning to?
So, they like, get...
Why is he crazy?
I might repeat this because it is in my notes, but I'm just going to tell you at the top.
Okay.
A lot of content creators said that they were selling the meat online.
Oh my God, what?
But they couldn't prove that. They couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, because they're running in the dark web.
Oh my God, that's so sick.
But there's, like, no...
There's no evidence that actually... So, like, no one actually bought it or, like...
But I mean, fucking, they're not keeping in the fridge just to look at it.
No. That's a... You're trying to eat that. Like, or sell why it. Else? Why else would you
sell it until somebody... It's, like, good? Buffalo or something.
That is... Horrific. So horrifying. Oh, my God.
Horrific.
What?
Yeah. This one...
This poor girl. And she trusted him.
Yeah, she... I mean... And
that was her friend.
It was somebody that, like, she didn't have... options.
What the fuck? Okay, yeah, keep going. It's gonna get worse.
I know. It's that's
ooh.
You know that part, so that's like the bad part.
Okay
all of this is bad. Yeah, I see. Yeah. That's the bad part. It's
but
gonna be all
like
sunshine,
really,
and rainbows.
I was not expecting that,
but it's something like this isn't one I heard of.
I don't think I've heard
and
of
I was like this is
probably for a good reason.
Wild, insane. Well, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, this is a big story during COVID. And I'm like, was it? Because you and me...
Well, shit was crazy during COVID, so...
This was like a year before we started this, and you and me would talk about true crime, so I'm like shocked I didn't hear about it, especially with how horrific it was.
Yeah.
So James immediately was arrested and taken into custody, and he provided no information to police. He, like, kept his mouth shut. Like, he was saying nothing. However, on September 19th, 2 days after... his friend and roommate,
he had a roommate
named Timothy Norton.
Oh no.
Was also arrested because he had assisted James with the murder.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
So James and Timothy,
they got to snitch on each other, you know?
He didn't snitch on him. They just found like him.
No, I mean like after they've got them both in custody, it's like someone's gonna say something, right?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No, but Timothy does a interview, but I'll get to that.
Oh wow!
But they were like, they didn't say anything, and it was just kind of shocking because usually people that are like this, they disgusting, turn on
each other immediately,
and cops rightfully use that to their advantage. Oh yeah, as for sure.
Try to like. Be like, well, he was the one who, it was his idea and I just helped. And if I didn't, like, you know, those kind of stories.
I'm and that card that is they... played for a little bit, then it's, anyways. Okay. So they find Timothy Norton and he assisted James with the murders, but they find out that James and Timothy were like lifelong friends. They had met in high school. They were about 2 years apart.
Besties.
James was 2 years older than Timothy.
Okay.
And it was just kind of like throughout their lives. I should have written this down. I didn't. But James either joined the Army or the Marines. And I think he joined the Army. And then Timothy either joined the Army or the Marines. But I think he joined the Marines.
Okay. So they both service. Men.
Yeah. And it doesn't say if they were dishonorably or honorably discharged, but they like, you know, left or if they just retired because you can after, I think, 8 years of service. But they had been married and divorced and everything. And then they just like stayed friends during this time and they just kind of ended up being roommates. And I don't know if like one of them owned the house and the other was a friend, sure. You know, and it doesn't really matter anyway.
Yeah.
So, but basically if you knew one, you knew the other.
Yeah.
They were like
inseparable.
Yeah. They were besties. Anyways.
Besties for life.
Besties for life. Let's murder people. So Timothy tried to act all shocked because he was the second guy arrested.
Yeah.
So he was like, what?
Oh, what? I never knew.
He was like, I don't even know who she is. Like, and they're sir, like,
be for real.
So anyways, because he was a truck driver. And at this point, he wasn't being a truck driver, and his phone was pinging off showing that he was at that location July 24th. So nice try, you idiot.
Yeah.
And, And, yeah, it showed he was at the location at the time, and during the dismemberment and murder of Cassie took place.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, they were able to place him there during this time, and they're like, you know what happened. And he just kind of was like, yeah, I guess. So, let me get back to the search that was going on because they weren't just like they did a search and they were done. This is a lot of area.
Yeah.
So they had, I think at this point the FBI had joined in, but the police were searching in the FBI. There was even like a bomb squad there. But on October 4th, my anniversary, one of the houses that was located on this property, there was like sheds and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the main house, but again, like they don't really mention
sheds
it.
Sheds and shit.
But there was like trip wires and the house just like went up in flames.
What?
They were set up recently. So I'm thinking. So
there's some really fucked up shit in that house.
Well,
then.
They had searched the house for the most part, but like they pretty much were getting rid of evidence.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think. After, and this is just my opinion, I think after James, like, realized that the cops had questioned about Cassie and they weren't totally like, you're clear or whatever.
Yeah.
I think him and, like, Timothy were like, shit might come out.
Yeah.
We might get caught. Yeah. Let's set up tripwires because they were super recently set up.
Oh, my God. And if they've done something this dark, what else are they capable
and,
of
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, and I know? Get to that in That's a little so bit, scary. Too.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, they basically just had tripwires everywhere to destruct everything. But, yeah, if you're having your entire land self-destruct, you're probably not doing super great things.
Yeah, for sure.
I just don't, you know, have stuff that I need to burn my house down for. So, yeah, like, tripwires were recently set up. And, you know, a tip was sent in about her missing. So, obviously, they were like, this is probably going to catch us up. But, anyways... There's a lot of information, and it was mostly misinformation that was going around, because people knew some shit had happened,
yeah,
but people didn't know what, and unfortunately, content creators, we are content creators, but a lot of people were just spreading misinformation around, mm-hmm. to the point where the cops had to be like, hey guys,
you gotta stop.
Content creators especially, stop like putting your TikToks out there, like we will provide the information, but you need to stop, you're causing panic.
Oh, wow.
But, and they also wanted, like, a solid case to charge these men with.
Yeah.
And when people get involved, it's like,
there's messes that need to be
undone. If you're a content creator, that's great. Do not fuck shit up. Like, yeah. Do not get involved where you don't need to be involved. Right. Like, just wait until the police provide the information, because all you're doing is, yeah, you're interested, but, like, you don't need to, like, put misinformation out there because you just cause panic.
So they're just, like, basically, like, causing rumors and, like, speculation?
Yeah, exactly. So, another thing, too, was, like, they're like, this clearly wasn't the first time. You don't go from, like, doing nothing to doing stuff like this.
Right. That's what my thought was. I'm like, how did you get there?
And the, like, cops were searching because, obviously, they wanted to find Cassidy. I mean, they did find, like, they wanted to see if they found more remains of her. But not only that, they wanted to see if they found remains of other people. You do not just do stuff like this
out of the blue. This
extreme. Yeah.
Willy-nilly. Like,
and maybe they do. Maybe they don't. I don't think they did.
It seems like they kind of knew what they were doing, though. But
that's an escalation. Like, yes. 100%. But the VPN for the anonymous tip that was sent to the FBI, probably had a VPN, but it said it was in Germany. But VPNs are, they're smart to have, especially if you do a lot of stuff online, because it just protects your information and people can't find out, like, where you are and stuff like that. But it seems like the person that sent that information was using a VPN, which is actually pretty smart if you, like, know information, you're trying to protect yourself.
Yeah.
Don't think it was either of those guys, but I do wonder if it was somebody that, like, knew them and they were, like, trying to do the right thing.
Probably.
But also, like, how would they know who she was, like, on the dark web?
Yeah. Someone's in the
know. Yeah, it's like she posted, like, two pictures on her Facebook. It's not like she's this well-known public figure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were just like, this usually doesn't escalate like this, and that's why the search went on for so long. I think there were other victims, but, again, we won't know.
Is it, like, we don't know because that the house fire? Like, we just only got a certain amount of evidence that they collected.
Yes, and that house fire could have, like, interfered with that. Mm-hmm. But again, like, they don't know. There's so much land to cover, and it's really hard, you know, to cover that much land.
That's true.
And, you know, another thing that content creators were doing were, like, politicians were going to this house. This was, like, and it's like, you can't, like, also
wait, politicians. Why would politicians be going to the house?
Why would they be going to a shitty house like that? Like, I don't know.
For what reason?
Like, just to torture people, like, hostile.
Oh, like it's like an Epstein thing.
So they started doing it, and it's like, politicians aren't going to go somewhere that shitty. Like, sorry, they're still going to do it in high end. Okay. But, and I was like, this house was a shithole. They probably wouldn't use this house for nefarious activities. But, yeah, they were just like, you guys need to stop speculating.
Yeah.
And, like, ruining the investigation and stuff like that. So, like I said before, many content creators were like, oh yeah, they're selling the meat online, but, like, this there's was no never, evidence supporting there that. Isn't any evidence to support it. But again, like, would that shock you? They're not,
they could have,
they're not keeping it for funsies.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's why so are you creepy. Keeping the meat? Anyways, but yeah, there was, unfortunately, like, they weren't able to find, them selling the meat, but it wouldn't shock me if it did actually happen. But yeah. Again, there's no evidence. And, anyways, so was this their first time doing that at this point? They're not very sure. But Timothy Norton, the second man that was caught, actually gave them an interview in prison. And he tried to say he wasn't a monster. He's like, people don't know me. It's like, buddy, Sarah, what you did to this poor woman,
killed and tortured
you
a woman.
Are. And you yeah. killed somebody you that, like, people loved and cared about.
What the
fuck? And you probably preyed on her, like, vulnerability.
Absolutely.
She was in a very vulnerable spot, and they preyed on that.
Yeah.
Which is so sad.
Oh, my God. I'm not a monster. Ogre. Like, what are you even talking about? You
but he did agree that he should probably be killed.
In a very violent way.
But he's like, I probably deserve to die. And it's like, probably? Yeah. No, you do deserve to die. Like, you're disgusting. But something really scary was he gave them a little more insight. He had told the people that him and James would go to Walmart and search out victims at the local Walmart.
Okay, so this is not the first time.
But he had said, and they unfortunately have to go off of what he said, was we never found one. Mm-hmm. So we just picked the woman that was relying on us. James and was like That's sleeping horrible. On the floor. Yeah.
Wow.
And they said they never acted on it, but Cassie was just the perfect was the perfect victim. She was just like there.
Oh my God.
Sleeping on the floor. The men were not able to pay for defense, so they were allocated some public defenders, and they were facing various charges such as kidnapping, murder, destruction of a corpse, destruction of evidence, and all sorts of different charges. Like, I don't think I could go through all the charges. There were so many of them. Oh, wow. And they did try them separately.
Okay.
Because typically when you try people separately, you can get, like, you can get more charges on one man versus the other, too. So it's just, like, I feel like it's almost better to do it that way just because if you want more justice. Mm-hmm. So they were tried separately, but they did offer the men a plea deal.
Which was?
Life in prison with no possibility of parole instead of the death penalty.
Oh, okay.
So thank...
I'm good with that.
Yeah, me too. But James... So Timothy took this plea deal, as at that point he should. And James took this plea deal, but he did the Alfred plea.
What's that?
Okay, the Alfred plea is... I think it's kind of a bullshit plea, but it's basically like, I didn't do this, but I can understand with the evidence against me how you would think I did it. So it's like a guilty plea, okay. But it's with the intent of like, but I didn't do
it. But I actually didn't, though. Like, okay.
But just it's, yeah, the it. Alfred plea is just like the...
What's that named after?
Alfred I'm not... Who? You know what? That would be an interesting stuff to look into.
Yeah.
And it was named after a case where somebody's like, I didn't do it, but I can see why
I can see why you would think that I did.
Yeah. That's what Aspen and Ruger do when they, like, get into the trash. Like, I didn't do it.
Definitely wasn't me.
But I get being a dog why you would think it's me. But anyways, so he did that, and they both got life in prison with no possibility of parole. And they didn't find any more victims.
Okay.
And what was really nice, I guess, about a plea deal, and like, I don't want to say the word nice, I don't know what better word to use, was they at least didn't put the family in a position where they had to watch a trial happen, because that can be really challenging on the family, having to recount everything, having to hear what they did to Cassidy.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, that's a good part of a plea deal, but at the same time, like, they're never going to really know if there were other victims, because if they did a trial, they could potentially find other victims. But what was really creepy also about this case was Cassidy's mom, Tracy, disappeared. And she was found dead at a lake. And I was like, well, that's a little bit different. But
yeah.
A lot of women in this area had gone missing with no trace.
Hmm.
So it makes you wonder if they were, like, involved in, like, these cases, or if it was just, like, an unfortunate, like, I don't know, somebody...
coincidence.
Yeah, if it was a coincidence. Tragedies. But you can't tell me this was the first and only time.
There's no way, dude. And you know what? Like, this is so messed up, but, like, maybe they didn't find other victims because they ate them.
And that's what I'm wondering, too.
That's so...
And it would probably be easy to hide, like, the bones and stuff like that. Like, you can burn them. I don't know. They didn't find anything. So these men probably knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Like, they had really figured out, like, what they needed to do to hide any evidence that would be on their property.
Yeah. And the sad part is Ben. I mentioned I would get back to Ben.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy who Cassidy had a child with, and he always, like, cared about her and stuff like that. They just didn't end up together. He was the one in high school. But he told her he would just check in with her every few years. And in 2019, she just told him she was really going through a hard time. This happened in 2021, so she's still having a hard time. And he was like, she's like, I just want to move to Colorado. And he said, just come live with me. We'll figure it out.
Aww.
And she didn't. And he just was like, felt really regretful that it didn't happen. I was like, dude, you did what you could.
Yeah.
You can only do so much.
Wow, that's... Ugh.
Poor Cassie. It feels like she just, like, was dealt a really hard life. And then she trusted, unfortunately, the wrong people. And that's the only bad thing she did was, unfortunately, she trusted the wrong people. And that's
how
just...
How would you know that they're going to, like, murder you? How would you know?
It's just so sad and that it has to be like that. And you know
they were, like, so nice to her. They were probably, like, playing it up. Because they knew what they were going to do.
It's just so heartbreaking because I'm sure she didn't have any other options.
Yeah.
Well, because people around town were like, he was creepy. But yeah, that's the only thing that she, and how was she to know? I was like, that made me sound like I was victim blaming. But it's like, the only thing she did wrong was, unfortunately, like, opening her heart and trusting the wrong guy. And, like, we've all trusted somebody we probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the story of Cassidy Rainwater. And I hope the family feels like they got justice.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Luckily, these men will not be able to hurt another person.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the one good thing that came out of this was the men are now in jail for the rest of their lives and they're not going to hurt another person. But again, because of the plea deal, we didn't get to hear if there are any other victims. And, you know, some victims might not be identified because it sounded like they went through people who are very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And luckily Cassie did have her stepmom who cared enough to look for her.
Yeah.
So... But, like, there might be victims out there that nobody did. So.
Ugh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's a rough one, but it's, like, what? Like, deranged. Like, it's just crazy that people like this exist.
Yeah.
In the world. It's scary.
For sure.
But, yeah, rest in peace, Cassidy. But I'll post pictures of Cassidy. She just looked really friendly. She had these, like, black framed glasses that were, like, kind of a cat eye.
Oh, cute.
Like, blonde hair. She just seemed like, you know, like just somebody who was just trying her best. And I'll post pictures of the house. The house is so creepy.
Okay.
It's like partly caved in kind of. It looks like, yeah. It looks like one of those houses that, like, they're like, oh my God, this abandoned cabin in the woods, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. But we'll post pictures like on our Instagram. And that's just going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, and if you want to email us any stories or suggestions or literally anything, you can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We'll send you a friendship bracelet if you give us a good email.
It's true. We will.
Yeah. Made by...
Yours truly.
Yeah. Who's speaking right now, you'll get a bracelet from one of us, and we might just even be like, you put a bead. I put a bead. But we also have TikTok and Facebook. And those are just Mysterious Mavens Pod. If you enjoy this episode and you want to hear more episodes, please subscribe and, you know, send a rating, 5-star, hopefully. But yeah, it always gets, it always helps us get our name out there. Yeah. So ratings and reviews and all that and subscriptions always help. So please do that.
All right, friends. Well, until next time, self-care for yourself.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.